Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, welcome everyone. Welcome to tonight's show. It's another night. It's been a pretty good week. We've been doing our thing here on Punch TV Studios Radio. We've been welcoming people into the Punch Bowl. And tonight, I'm sure we're going to be welcoming some people into the Punch Bowl on tonight. On last night, we had a wonderful conversation with a lovely actor, and it was just really, really great to learn some insights there. And tonight, I don't know what direction that we're going to go. It's Friday night. We're supposed to be out partying, so we're going to turn this into a party tonight. To those of you who don't know much about Punch TV Studios, we are doing our IPO. We're selling stock in our company for only $1 a share, and you can become a part owner of our company for only $1 a share. And we're going to do some great things in the world of media. I can see our company growing exponentially and doing some wonderful things from an exponential point of view, so it's very, very exciting. And you can become a part of our company. We work with almost everybody in Hollywood, so there's very few people that we don't work with. And we are just doing our thing. It's been an incredible week this week, and I think next week is going to be even more incredible. If you haven't heard, this week we've launched began broadcasting on 3 new TV stations in the last three weeks I saw, or something to that effect. Traveled all over the country. And we want to let you know you can follow us on Nabuki.com. That's Nabuki, Nabuki.com. It's Nabuki. Do you Nabuki? So tonight it's going to be a very interesting show. We're going to say hello to our co-host, Sharifa. Sharifa, how are you doing tonight?
Excellent, excellent. I know this is going to be an exciting show, so I'm looking forward to it. It's Friday. It has that Friday vibe to it.
It has a real Friday vibe to it. Does it have that big Friday vibe to it?
It does.
And
this is the
like
weekend
our,
is here.
The weekend is here. Thank God it's Friday. You know. I'm telling you, when we started this radio show, this is like our first full week on the air. We had no idea we were going to get through the week or not, but we got through the week, and that's what's amazing about this. How do you feel about that, Sharifa?
I'm excited. You know, the first kind of few shows, I didn't know how it was going to go, who was going to call in. But we had so many guests call in that we had to keep moving them from one show to the next show to the next show. You know, we'll get to you. Don't worry. We just got so many supporters out there. So it's just been a really great week.
Yeah, I think it's been an excellent week. I couldn't ask for anything better in terms of making this happen and coming together. It's just been really super-duper excited. This week, Punch TV Studios Radio went live, and this week we got a new president-elect. And, boy, are people having a blast with that one, I'm telling you. People are protesting. People are happy. People are just having a real blast. Now, I saw something very interesting on the internet today. Actually, somebody emailed me this picture, and they showed all of these people in front of this store, in front of this shoe store, fighting to buy the latest shoe. And the caption on that shoe, the caption in the picture said, "Why are you fighting to buy a shoe? If you can buy a shoe, you can buy stock in something." And I thought that was so poignant, because sometimes we're such consumers, and one thing about shoes, they're going to wear out. You wear your shoes, they're going to wear out. But you can be a part owner of the company And that's what we're allowing actors and producers and artists and writers and lighting people and cameramen and the general public to become part owner of something and not just being a consumer. So in that way, when we put out projects, you could watch the projects that you own, and then that helps you as a consumer, and it's like you're getting paid to watch your own thing, because if we have a successful movie, a successful show, the price of the stock goes up, and guess what? You make more money. So it's just one of those things that you could be a part of this and be a part of Punch TV Studios. So we have some lovely people on the line who are our guests tonight. I understand that we have a young lady, Miss Hybrid. That's a thing. I hope I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right?
You're saying that right.
Miss Hybrid?
Yes, Miss Hybrid.
Miss Hybrid.
Yes.
Miss Hybrid. She's not the gasoline model. She's a hybrid model. I'm just like.
Yes. Of the different sort, of the human nature.
Of a human nature, right. She's not diesel. Yeah. She's a hybrid. She's electric.
Yeah.
She's electric and gas. So she's a multi-explosive artist, I guess that's what that would mean to me. Miss Hybrid.
Yes.
Unless that also means you're a high piece of bread. I don't know if that's what that means or not. I don't know. Can bread get high?
Well, if somebody buys it, then I'm definitely going to be eating some bread.
So let's get Miss Hybrid on the phone. How are you doing tonight, my dear?
I am doing awesome, and I'm glad you guys allowed me to come on to the show to question a guru of sorts to the season.
No, that's nice. I don't know what's going on in the background back there. Hold on 1 second. Whatever's going on in the background, somebody just mute your phone or something like that so we can, you know, there's like a lot of noise back there, and we need to hear the words of Miss Hybrid, because every word that comes out of her mouth is delicious, and we want to get it all. So let's mute that phone back there, somebody.
Well,
okay, Miss Hybrid, go ahead.
I'm en route someplace, but
you're the culprit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's me. I'm in the back seat. But I have some questions for you, Joseph, if you don't
sure.
mind. You know, I when I first heard
I was born the son of a sharecropper back in 1800. I was born somewhere. But go ahead.
Okay, you was born somewhere. What schools did you attend during that time you were born? What elementary schools did you attend?
What elementary school did I attend?
Yes.
I don't even remember. I'm so old now, I can't remember. You went way back on me on that. Let me think. Okay, Manchester Elementary School in Los Angeles on Manchester Boulevard is the elementary school I went to.
Really? Did you live in that area?
Yeah, we lived right in on Manchester. We lived on Vermont.
Wow, that's funny you said that, because I also attended Manchester Elementary School.
Get out of here.
I would like to, except it's the truth.
Get out of here. Now, were you there when Mr. Parvis and Mr. Pelligian were there? Remember any of those guys?
I wasn't there during that time. My mother also worked there. Around that time, actually, my mother worked there at Manchester Elementary School. I attended it when his name was Mr. Carter. He was the principal. I think every kid in the inner city probably more than likely went to that school.
I think every kid in the inner city went to that school or 75th Street Elementary School. I think those are the two schools pretty much
everybody went to.
You either went to 75th Street or you went to Manchester. I think that's pretty much the way it was.
Those were the options. But my question for you, Mr. Collins, is I read something on you. Somebody did a story on you on the Huffington Post, and it was a very interesting story. But I was like, okay, they covering the cover layers. I want to know what's underneath. So I'm just going to get right into it by asking
you. Oh, you're going to interview me on my own show. Yeah. Ooh, Sheriff.
That's right. That's right. That's how Miss Hybrid does it.
Sharifa, you done brought a hybrid on the show, and she's going to interview me on my own show. Okay, all right, okay.
Why not? You know, it's an interest. It's an interest, and maybe some people have the same, you know, got the same questions I got. So I want to know how young you were when you showed an interest in television. Because
how young was I?
Yeah, because, you know, coming from the inner city, it's rare that children show that type of interest. You know, like, I know what you're surrounded by and what the shiny toys look like, what the wives and money look like, but you took it and you went in a completely different route. So I just wanted to know, what was it that sparked your interest in television?
I watch shows like Speed Racer. And I watched shows like The Three Stooges, which was very popular at the time. And I watched shows like The Addams Family, right? And we were never really represented on those shows. And when I would watch those shows, I always felt that I could do it better. And then I was like, how could I make this show better? As much as I love The Three Stooges, I always wanted to make it better. You know, I just love the whole idea of the Three Stooges, and I just did. And, you know, and I love the whole ideal of television, because when I was growing up, television went off. I know people don't, you can't imagine that now, you know, but when I was growing up, television completely went off the air, and an Indian with this kind of cymbal came on for the rest of the night. Ray Charles would sing at the end of the night, America, and TV went off. You know.
Wow. How old were you during that time?
Oh, my God. I can't even remember. Maybe 8.
So
maybe
could,
8,
it's
maybe
a,
8, 9, something like that.
But so your imagination is what really sparked it then. Your imagination kept it going. When the TV went off, were you the type of kid where, okay, they got it off, but I still got this movie going on in my head?
Well, no, when the TV went off, we were only allowed to watch a certain amount of TV every day, right? So we only got that 90 minutes a day of TV. Whether the TV went off or not, you know, we only got 90 minutes a day. So you chose your shows, you know, in that 90 minutes. But even in watching the show, after that, you know, we would build buildings and stuff. My mother bought this erector set, but it wasn't really an erector set. It was more a modeling tool to build buildings. So, of course, when I was building my building, I built studios, you know. And I would say, this is where I'm going to make this movie. This is where I'm going to make this movie. This is where I'm going to make this movie. And the building was really elaborate. Now, what I didn't know at the time, which I learned much later as I got older, my mother actually gave me an architectural set. And I spent hours building buildings.
Wow.
Literally hours. And the buildings were phenomenal. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. And you put the glass windows on it. You change the buildings. You can do, you know, and you just did different things like that. But I wanted to build a building that could reach people. And that's kind of how I wanted to do it. I wanted to reach people using television. So my thing was, how could I build a building to reach people on television? You know, I mean, it's really, you know, innocent, you know, because when you're a child, you don't think about all of the things that have to go into it. You just like, this is why I'm building this building. So I would build these really tall buildings. And my mother would just encourage this. She just really was, it just tickled her pink for this. Plus, I spent hours building the building, so I didn't have to worry her, you know. It was like, it wasn't like I was on mama's nerves because I was working on my building, you know. And that's kind of how I kind of got into it. And then watching TV, and I was Stooges, their show is going to be here in my building. Racer X and Speed Racer, his show is going to be here in my building. And, oh, my God, you just brought back such a memory. And then the Addams family were going to be here in my building. And it was just kind of like that.
So, in a sense, you were already building different sets for the different shows, but you were unknowingly doing it.
That I was unknowingly doing, absolutely, 100%. 100%. Oh, wow, you brought back such a memory. I forgot about that's kind of how I got into this, realistically. I forgot about that.
Okay. At what point in time did you realize that we all have a passion, and sometimes we find that passion accidentally, and sometimes through the nurturing of our parents, it comes out. So at what point did you realize that television was your passion?
When I was in junior high school, they had a drama club. And my teacher in the drama club gave me a camera. And I fell in love with this 8mm camera. Because I could do stop animation with this 8mm camera, right? And I would do all of these stop animation films, which I wish I had today, because at the time, you know, you're not thinking how nostalgic that would be or what that would look like today. And the school would, you know, and then because I was in the photography class, you would develop your own film. You would shoot your film. You would develop your own film. You would splice it all together and make your movie. And that was it for me. Everything else for me was like, I can do this. This I can do. And I think I was hooked ever since she put that 8mm. Her name was Barbara Barkermeyer. She was my school teacher. And ever since she put that 8mm. Now, I'll tell you how that happened, because usually when you were in junior high, you went to junior high all the way to the ninth grade. But this is when they switched junior high, and then you only went to the eighth grade. So if you were so then at the high school, which is where Barbara Barkermeyer, which is Gary High School in Pomona, and she worked at the high school. And then I got that camera, and that was it. I was filming everything I could film with that camera. That camera became my friend.
Wow.
And, until they took it away from me. And I figured, I got to get a camera. You know, I got to get my own camera. And that's really where I started really clashing with my parents, because at that point my parents thought I was just nuts.
they didn't understand that opened up more doors.
No, they did not understand. And then my parents were old school. You know, my parents had just came from the South to move into L.A., so they were really old school, and the whole notion of filming and television was just like, my mama would be like, I don't want nobody in my business to be filming that stuff around my house.
But that's how, see, my parents are very old school in that aspect, too. Very quiet, and they don't want a lot of people to know their business. What goes
right
behind closed doors stays behind
right
closed doors. So
right,
my next question
right
is,
well, before you take that next question, we got to go to a quick break. And then when you hold that question, we're going to go to a quick break. And we come back from that break, we're going to get your question. I am being interviewed on the Punch TV Studios radio show by Miss Hybrid. And she's taking me back. She just put me on.
She's taking you back.
Okay, no, going to run a commercial now. You done cut me off. I done lost my train of thought. I forgot.
You ain't
got to
be like that. You got to be like that.
Yeah, man.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
I love you, Nabuki, baby. So I'm being interviewed right now by Miss
Highbridge. Miss, just took over.
Miss Highbridge. She done took over the show. So, you know, I usually am supposed to be doing the interviews, but she done put me on the proverbial sofa. I feel like I'm at the psychologist right now. I'm going to start confessing some stuff if you don't stop, you know. But she has another question. Okay, ask your question. I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer it as best I can.
I'll send some spoken word afterwards, you know, but these are just questions that I have, you know. When I start getting curious about a person that interests me, I just want to know where their mindset was. So my next question for you is, at what point did you realize, when did you realize that you could step out on your own and take it to the next level?
There was a guy, I used to work at WVTV in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is a Fox station now. And there was a guy at the Fox station. He was the CEO of the station, and he just kind of took a liking to me. And one day he came in, and I don't even know, you know, and I was so naive because I was only 16 at the time. And he says, Joseph, when I came in this morning, there were people lined up around the block to take my chair. And he says, you want my chair, don't you? You really want this chair, don't you? You want this chair right here. I said, well, Mr. Wick, when I came in this morning, I didn't see nobody.
Wow.
He says, but tell me the truth. The reason why because I was interning at this TV station, so there was no money. They weren't paying me. I was doing everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. I was having a wonderful time. And he said to me that you want this chair. You want my chair. That's why you're here, don't you? You want my chair. And I looked at his chair, and I said, no, Mr. Witt, I want a chair of my own. And I guess, you know, from that point on, of course, he fired me the next day. I did get fired. I think that was too much for him to handle. And I kind of been like, you know, I could do this. There are really big holes in the urban marketplace. And, you know, I could do this and we could really do some things. And I'm really excited about being able to do it. Really, I really, really am. So we have one.
Do you think he saw you as a potential threat to somebody who wanted his seat?
I don't know what he thought. I wish I could go back and visit him. I'm sure he's passed on now, but I wish I would have known, but I was so naive and I was so young and I was just happy to be at the TV station. You see, I was just really happy to be there. And I was so young and I didn't connect the dots. I just knew that I wasn't interested in his job, not his job. You know,
he connected the dots for you.
But he connected the dots, and he kind of sent me on a new path. Kind of sent me on a new path. So we have another.
Right. Miss Highbridge is a writer. Miss Highbridge is going to write something up. She has something special for you, Mr. Joseph Collins, and for Punch
TV
Studios.
Oh, good. I like special stuff.
But we do have to move on. Thank you for calling in, Miss Highbridge. We have our lines are blowing up.
I like special.
All right.
You know what?
God bless. Thank you.
So Miss Highbridge is going to have a special surprise. We're going to do a special night for her special surprise right here on the Punch TV Studios radio show. Who's on the line? Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
We have quite a few people on the line. We have MV of the radio show on the line.
All right, there you go.
Sorry, he's killing me. Dundee.
Dundee.
He's killed me.
Dundee. What's up this evening, Dundee? He just want to listen.
No, Dundee probably put us on hold or something like that.
Dundee done put us on hold.
I don't know. He was there with me. Okay, so moving right along, we have a special guest.
Don't move without me. Don't move without me. I had to have you on suspense with me. It's all good. What's going on?
Oh, man, everything is wonderful. It's lovely. It's awesome. It's stupendous. It's Punch TV.
That's what's up. I've been listening to the history of Joseph Collins, so I'm happy to see you since childhood you've been wanting to do this, so that's good to know.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, I forgot. You know, I ain't gonna lie. She brought it back out of me. She put me on her proverbial sofa. She was a psychologist, and I was the patient.
Oh yeah, well no, that's good to have to know the history and get the history out there. In fact, you know, Quiet as Kept, that ought to be a Punch TV movie.
I agree.
Yeah, all I want is 5%. That's all I want.
Well, you know, Dundee, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay you 5% for that one. That's the first thing. I need that one for free. So, you know, you get the production of that at ASAP.
Oh, good. I think we can do that. So what's on your mind tonight? Thank you for joining in to the show tonight, Dundee. You have been a big Punch TV supporter all the way to Advent since we first started. It's just been awesome. I mean, Dundee is just Dundee, MD, the whole, the radio show family has just been a grand supporter of Punch TV Studios and of Punch TV and of myself. And they've just been there for us for almost since we started, I want to say. I don't know exactly, but I want to say almost since then. But what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, no, I was just checking in, just being nosy, and I just want to do the shameless plug that you are coming to see us on the radio show in about 2 weeks, if my memory tells me correct. So you're going to come
see us.
The
28th.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you come to see us on the 28th. That's every Monday night, 10 o'clock on 1580 in Los Angeles. 97.7 The Blaze out of Phoenix. And, you know, I just want to take time to, you know, I'm going to say this again when you come see us, but I'm going to say it on your show that, you know, we support what you're doing. And I love the fact that you're actually putting a network together because nobody I know out there is doing this. And if you have a shot on my voice and you're listening on this show right now and you have not paid a dollar to get your share, you need to go ahead and make that happen right now, all
right?
While you still
right
got
now.
It for a dollar. Not tomorrow, but right now.
Right
this
now.
This is history in the making. You thought we had history on Tuesday? Joseph Collins is making history of Punch TV as well. So you need to be a part of that ASAP.
I've been trying to tell people, Dundee, we're the only African-American company in America right now doing an IPO. That's how rare this is. And I've been sharing that with people, you know, and we've opened it up for the urban community to be a part of this so that you could be a part of this, so that you could become a part owner, and you can grow with us. I feel like we're going to be the next Warner Brothers. I really feel like that. And we're going to do some wonderful things in media and some wonderful things. I feel like we're the next Disney. And if you could think about, and a lot of people, you know, they don't appreciate the struggle, but Walt Disney really struggled to build Disney. I mean, he really struggled to get Disney off the ground. I mean, he was hungry. He went broke. He got evicted out of his offices. He started in a barn. You know, he really had a vision for the Disney company. And I have that same vision for the Punch TV company on the things that we want to do. And sometimes we got to open the door and create it for ourselves. We can't be waiting on Hollywood to come down here and create something for us. We have to create it for ourselves. So in Punch TV Studios, you know, you'll be able to use our money to develop movies. You'll be able to use our resources. We work with all kinds of celebrities. If you were to come to one of our parties, and Dundee can attest to this, our parties are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every celebrity you could even think of comes to our parties. They party with us. They want to be a part of what we're doing. If you go to our website, punchtvstudios.com, you could see some of the stuff that we're doing. And it's just absolutely awesome. So I try to tell people, take advantage of this right now. Don't wait until we close the IPO and all of a sudden we start trading and now you want to jump in. You want to jump in now. You know, don't go to dinner and buy some stock. Don't buy those $300 shoes and buy stock and be a part owner of this amazing company. This company is just absolutely amazing. I mean, just amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know,
Well, I was going to say that one of the questions that I am going to ask you on the 28th, and I'm going to ask you now, is that since the event happening on Tuesday, and we now have someone that half of us is in favor of, the other half is not in favor of, the half that's not in favor of might be a little scared to invest in what you have to offer right now due to the fact that we now have someone that may not be a supporter of it. How do you put their mind at ease? How is this new president affecting Punch TV and its ability to move forward?
I'm just presuming you're talking about Donald Trump. And a lot of people are not happy about it. A lot of people are happy about it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I have to be political, and I didn't know if you voted for him or not. So I had to kind of be
I'm just going to call it what it is. We're going to call it what it is. Donald Trump is a businessman. And to me, he's built a great business. I don't see him doing things that's going to harm business in America.
Mm-hmm.
Punch TV Studios is a business. Wall Street was around before Donald Trump was born. Wall Street's going to be here when Donald Trump is gone. And that's just all you have to know about it. There are three legislative branches of government. You know, the president is just one of those legislation. It also has to do with Congress. It has to do with the Senate. And it has to do with the courts. And so we still have power, but now we have to exercise that power on a local level. And we've got to get the next senators that reflect our views in California or wherever you are in the nation. You got to get that next person voted in so that now they can have power on the Hill. And I think that's what people are really missing. This is not – Donald Trump is not the king of America. He's just simply the president of America. Mm-hmm. And being the president, you have to follow the law. And I think that people are so afraid, and the fear is driving them. And I'm telling people, don't be afraid. Invest. That's what you should do. Invest. And if you invest, your investment can grow. Your investment can do some great things in business. Your investment is going to create new jobs. Your investment, especially in companies like Punch, you invest in a company like us, we're going to be creating about 3,000 new jobs over the next 3 years at least. You know, we've already created 10 new jobs already where people are coming to work at Punch every day. That is our core team, our core value. And so you want to be a part of the next thing. You know, and this is what's so important. And I don't think that, you know, we have to now be diligent on watching what laws are coming up, on watching the things that have a direct effect on the urban community, and really now have our voices from a political point of view. And one thing about politics that is 100% true, rules in politics. That's 100% true. And so if we don't have the capital, then our voices are going to be limited. But if we have the capital, we can now hire the lobbyists to influence the decisions of the government. And Punch TV Studios is about putting capital back in the hands of the community. It's about that. That's what we're doing. And I'm excited to be able to do that. I'm excited to be a part of that. I'm excited to be on the catalyst of that. We're already qualified with the Securities Exchange Commission. People all across the country have already been buying our stock. It's been phenomenal. You know, it's just been completely and totally awesome. And I just think people should just calm down, don't worry about it, and vote on the next midterm elections. Vote on the next senator, the next congressman, the next governor of your state. Be proactive, not reactive. And sometimes we want to react to things where we should have been proactive to things. And I say that more from this position, Dundee. I say it from more like this. Somebody ever told you about, like, let's say, like, Facebook, for instance. Hey, man, Facebook is coming out. Oh, really? You should be a part of Facebook. I'm going to buy me a few shares of Facebook. But you never go do it. You could have bought Facebook, shares in Facebook, for little or nothing. But now shares in Facebook are like $80 a share or something like that, where you could have bought it for a little or nothing. we don't want to be reactive. We want to be proactive. Shares in Google are like $780 a share, and almost everybody uses Google right now.
Exactly.
And you could have got Google when it was like nothing. You could have got Google stock when it was like a few dollars a share, and now it's $780 a share. When Google was nothing, that's when you should have been proactive and bought Google. Now, when you if you'd have bought 1,000 shares of Google, you have over $7 million today, something mm-hmm. like that. You know, so yeah. we want to be proactive and not reactive. And so when you see something coming, you want to jump on it before it gets to where it's going.
Exactly.
That's the way I ask that. I answer the same way on your show. When I'm on your show, I'm excited to be on the radio show.
Now, I'll ask you this. I'm going to ask you one more question. This is one I'm not going to ask you, but I'm just kind of curious on a personal end.
Sure.
We have a 1,000,001 internet television stations.
Right.
First of all, let me back up and say that I understand the struggle fully because I'm trying to syndicate the radio show, so I'm in the same boat you in as far as building a network, so to speak. But there's 1,000,001 television internet stations.
Right.
There's, you know, Netflix. There's other stations like Netflix popping up. I just want to know where does Punch TV fit in and all that? Are you going to be 50-50 Netflix oriented, 50 regular terrestrial television? Are you striving for it to be cable and 50% Netflix oriented, or where are you going with that? How does Punch TV stack?
That is the most wonderful question I have been asked all day long. I'm so thankful God put that question in your heart, and I have the answer.
God. Well, good. I'm glad you have the answer.
Punch TV Studios is about developing shows, movies, and television shows that we're going to license to other TV stations all over the world. So we will license a show to Netflix and to Hulu and to the other internet platforms like that. We'll license to those platforms, and they'll pay us a fee for that from the studio perspective. And then we'll license to individual TV stations, and they'll pay us a fee for our programming. That's why we feel confident that by year three, we're going to generate roughly between $500 million and $1 billion in annual revenue. But most of that money is going to come from licensing our content to other media companies. And then on the network side, we're going to bring in the proper team to really build the network out so that the network is fully distributed. So we have basically two different businesses happening in Punch TV Studios. We have Punch TV, the network, then we have Punch TV, the studios, which is the content creator and developer of shows and movies and those kinds of things that are going to be licensed. And Punch TV Studios, in this new paradigm, is going to actually license shows to Punch TV, the network, as well to help strengthen the network. But we're going to build out the network so that it is fully visible all over the world, all over the U.S. initially. We've already have 5 television affiliates right now, and we're getting ready to add additional television affiliates. And I think this time we're doing it methodically, and the two companies are going to be sister companies, but they're going to do two different parental and a sibling company, I'm sorry, and they're going to have two totally different functions, and that's how we're going to get that accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I've been watching you and your ventures on Facebook. I know that you've been going around the country to different networks and different events trying to spread the brand out.
Oh, yeah, no, man, we've been launching TV stations. I think I'm the TV station launcher right now. I think my job is no longer the CEO of Punch TV Studios. I am the TV station launcher.
Oh, well, that's good. That's wonderful. That means you're moving forward. If you're launching stations, that's great.
We are launching stations, and
yeah.
I think it's completely awesome. Yeah, I love it. Completely love
that's
it.
That's good. That's good, man. I'm really happy for you, man. I look forward to you coming to us on the 28th, man. And definitely, you know, we're still behind you 110%, myself and Indy, and Anaya and Mary. And, I can't even express how happy I am for you, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm excited myself. I'm so excited. And I'm so thankful for all the support the radio show has given Punch TV. And I'm thankful to you, Dundee, and I'm thankful to MD and Jalon and the radio show team. You guys have just been really awesome and very supportive of the Punch TV movement. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Dundee. We're going to take a quick commercial break for Nabuki, and we're going to come back, and I think we got Ryan on the line. And so we're going to take a quick break. And Nabuki, we'll see everybody to Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. Nabuki.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, we want everybody to Nabuki. Chief, I got a question for you.
I'm Nabuki.
It's been on my mind. It's been on my mind. I just need to know.
I'm Nabuki. I'm Nabuki three times today.
You Nabuki three times.
three times today. That's part of my job description. It's right there. One
Nabuki.
Each half an hour.
Okay. Nabuki. I love that, Nabuki. I love it.
Okay, so we do have a guest on the line. Before we go to the guest, I do want to say that we have quite a few listeners on the line. If you just want to listen, that's fine. If you want to speak with or ask a question on the show, please press 1. I also wanted to give a shout-out to everybody in the office. Say hi to Joy Brown. She's amazing. So, okay, go back to the scheduled show.
Okay, so we're shouting out to Joy Brown. Shout-out to Joy Brown. Mm-hmm. Shout-out to Brontonia Hardy. Shout-out to Vance Tinnort. Shout-out to Joseph Collins, Jr., shout out to Rachel Ramos. Yeah. Shout out to Hope. I think I got everybody now. Was that cool, Shiva? What'd you think?
That was great. That was wonderful. I loved it. And you did it in your announcer voice, too. So I thought that was wonderful. I think the whole team will love it.
Okay. Very cool. I think we got everybody. Shout out to the new guy.
Shout out to the CFO.
Shout out to the CFO. Shout out to the Bruno.
You know what? We're going
to
lose people. They're going
to
start hanging up.
Shout out to the floors. Shout out to the floors.
You know what? That focus.
Shout out to the broadcast center. Shout out to the broadcast center. Shout out to the bar.
Focus.
Shout out to the telephone. We're shouting out to the telephone tonight.
How are you doing this evening, Ryan?
Hey, Mr. Collins, how are you? This is Ryan Righteous at the Track Star.
Nice, man. How are you today? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We are super excited about what Punch TV Studios has going on right now. The momentum is great.
Oh, yeah, man. We've been knocking it down. We've been working. We've been hard at work. We're working 9 to 5. It's all taking and no giving. That's the wrong song. That's wrong.
That's the wrong song. We are not on that vibe. Yes,
Well, I appreciate
y'all
what you're doing, Mr. Collins.
Y'all don't know nothing about that. Okay, that's Michael Jackson. Yeah, I get it. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Ryan. We're gonna give you the floor.
Oh, no. You're fine. I just want to say I appreciate, you know, everything you guys are doing for us little guys to help us get things off the ground. Track Stars has been going strong, and we are the number 2 Christian hip-hop radio TV sect in the country right now, and we've been on over 140 stations from year to date, and it's just been a great thrill finding you guys and knowing that we had an impact and an influence on some of the things you guys were doing, and It is amazing. So we are really appreciative of everybody who's, you know, come together to try to make things happen for us as well. I've had some good feedback from Mr. Vance about our show, and we're just excited that you guys are moving forward with everything, and we hope we can be here to support you guys in any way that we can.
Oh, yeah, man, you guys are awesome. I love what you guys are doing. You guys got a movement to the young people of America. I just think it's completely awesome. I never thought I would say this, but I'm going to admit this tonight. On tonight's show,
okay,
there's a revelation that I'm going to admit.
Okay.
As young as I am, I don't think like the young people anymore. I don't know what happened to me somewhere in that thing. So you need young people to think like the young people. You know, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I got old in there somewhere. Shreva, help me out, please. I need the fountain of youth. And so I'm trying to get the fountain of youth back. So,
I understand that feeling. I understand that feeling, Mr. Collins. We have over 20 people on our staff, and, you know, I'm in my early 30s, and so we had to go down and get 21-year-olds and 23-year-olds and 24-year-olds to kind of, yeah, you know, tell us what's in and what's out. You know, some words we hear, and we're like, what do those words mean? And they have to explain it and break it down. Cause, you know,
I learned a new word.
You said what now?
I couldn't believe it. I learned a new word. I was like, what's that mean? Because it didn't mean what I thought it meant. It meant something else.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a couple
of
words out there that took me by surprise, and I had to have a younger person pull me to the side and tell me about it. But, you know, it's good because young people thrive off of, you know, the energy of entertainment. I mean, entertainment's been really good to me. I started off at 18 years old working for Radio 1 and Kathy Hughes, and it was an awesome opportunity to get my feet wet and learn everything I could about radio. Then I met my partner, Sean, and we formed Track Stars, and Track Stars has been going strong we're going into our 11th year, and we've had great success, and God has really been backing us, and good people along the way like yourself have helped encourage us and keep us going in the right direction. And it hasn't been easy. I took off a year from my job and tried to make things happen on an entrepreneurial standpoint, and then we got pregnant over here and had another baby, and I went back to work full-time, and I love what I do
now.
Oh,
wow, congratulations, man. You got pregnant?
My family, my wife and I, we had another baby.
Oh, I thought you got pregnant, man. I thought you said
pregnant.
I was like, oh, God is working miracles.
You know, someone gave me some wise counsel recently and kept saying the I, and they kept saying, no, you got to say we, because you didn't have that baby by yourself. So I always say we.
And
it's just in my vocabulary now. But, no, things are going well, you know. And so
that's
we're
good.
Just
congratulations
excited about
to you and your wife.
Thank you.
Now,
did
you name the baby Joseph or Collins or something? I'm just trying to see what you might have named the thing.
It's a girl, so we named her Josephine.
Oh, there you go. That's cool. Good God, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Josh Stars is all right with me.
Thank you. So what I would like to do is, you know, on an unofficial level, we have been promoting the IPO launch and encouraging our listeners to buy stock.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I want to get the official commercial that you're running so we can make sure all the stations that we're on continue to carry that message on, not just our podcast.
Oh, we'll make that happen. That's not even a problem. We'll make that happen tomorrow. She's going to get all your information. We're going to make that happen tomorrow. Yeah, we make that happen. That's no problem.
Yeah,
we'll get you the latest
and
commercial.
I can easily shoot Vance an email and remind him, because we did talk about it once before.
Let's make that happen. We can make that happen.
We'll go back and forth that way. But, didn't want to hold you up. Didn't want to hold up, you know, any of the other listeners or people that want to speak with you. You're a busy person, so we just wanted to respect your time. But
we try to have fun on this show. Thanks for joining us, Ryan. I really appreciate you. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
On your new baby girl.
Episodes.
Oh,
thank
nice,
you.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I have some more pilot episodes to send your way, so I'll be sending those to you.
All right, cool. Send your wife love from Punch TV Studios right here. We really just love you guys' energy and your partner, and you guys are just really awesome, and we look forward to building a wonderful long-term relationship with your crew. So I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about that. So thanks for calling in and being a part of the show tonight.
Yes.
I appreciate
you
guys
for having
a lot.
Me.
I really do. Really, really do.
before you leave, give a, another or give a shameless plug for your radio station. I missed that.
Sure. So we always say you can find all things Track Stars at www.trackstarswithaz.com. And Track Stars is a music label. We're a radio show. We're a TV show. We're an events planning company. We're also a Sony distribution curator, also a Spotify curator. So we've got a lot of different things going on right now. And you can follow us on Track Stars, on Instagram at Track Stars, Twitter at Track Stars. You can subscribe to the YouTube page at The Field Track Stars on YouTube. And then just please like the Facebook page, The Field Track Stars as well. We look forward to engaging with the audience. We do have a big following called the Track Stars Universe. And those members are great, fantastic people, and we are always looking to add more people to the universe. So thank you so much.
Wait
for
a minute now. You need to be on the Nabuki. You know, said the Facebook thing and the Twitter thing. You need to set up on the Nabuki. I bet you Track Stars is available on Nabuki.com. Now, you need to go on there in Nabuki and set up and put all your stuff on the Nabuki. Let me promote your stuff on the Nabuki.
Absolutely. I will get on the Nabuki tonight.
Yeah, Nabuki.com.
Yeah, I love the catchphrase. It's easy to remember.
Why, do you Nabuki? Oh, not yet. You don't Nabuki yet. Ooh. Chief,
yeah,
he's kind of weird if you don't Nabuki.
You guys have a blessed night, and we appreciate everything.
Thank you. Thank
he's
you
young.
So much. Thank you. He's, oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
He's young. We're going to hip him to the game.
You know
We're trying to give him a new name. We're trying to give him a new name.
We'll send you a shout out when we get on there. We'll tweet you and thank you for your recommendation of us getting on the Nabuki.
Okay, cool. Good. So we're
okay.
going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back right here in the Punch Bowl.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you Nabuki?
So we're having an amazing show tonight. I've been really thrilled. It's Friday night, and it's an awesome night. And we've got a chance to talk about Punch TV Studios. We've got a chance to talk about why, the reason why we set our stock where people can invest in our company for only $1 a share. We did it like that because we wanted everybody to have a chance to invest in our company. And I just think that it's just so important to become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. Tell your friends, tell your friends, doing something that's so incredible, so groundbreaking, and that you should just be a part of it. And you should share this with your family, share this with your friends. Let them know, you know, hey, you know what? You should be an investor in this studio, in Punch TV Studios. Be an investor in this company and become a part owner of the company. And we set it at $1 a share, my team and I, because we wanted everybody to have a chance to become a part owner of Punch TV. I just thought that was very, very important. And together we can change the way media is done. Together we can create a voice. A lot of times what I hear from all across the country is that people are saying, we have amazing movies that are independent movies. We have amazing projects, but we don't have anywhere for our stuff to be seen. And we want our stuff seen. And so they're partnering with Punch TV Studios so that we can put out their movies. We are developing new content. We are doing some really, really great things to really begin to tell stories that ordinarily would never be told. Especially there's so much history in the urban community that's lost. I mean, there's so many wonderful stories that are just go unheard of and that are just go down the drain and that we haven't heard of these stories are lost, you know. And we need to make sure that there's a platform that tells these amazing stories and that can do it over and over and over again while at the same time building a phenomenal media company that does a lot of great things in the community and around the world, in our local communities and around the world. Entertainment is a global business. It's a global medium. And we can change the concept and the precept of the way that we are viewed as urban Americans all over the world. But we've got to take this power into our own hands, and we've got to make it come together as a unit, as a family, as a community. And we do that, we're going to change America. We're going to change the world one story, one movie at a time. And that's why this is so important, and that's why I want people to embrace this. I want you to take this message into your churches. Take this message into your clubs. Take this message into your fraternities. Take this message into your sororities and tell them that you need to be a part of this, because we together can change the world. We can do a lot of different things, but when we come together, there's nothing that we can't do. When we come together and we embrace one another, there's nothing that we can't do. In addition to that, when you are a shareholder in Punch TV Studios, you get to be a part of something that's just so phenomenal. And unless you're a shareholder, you wouldn't even know that it existed, and you get to be a part of that. You get to be a part of the shareholders meeting. You get, and at the shareholders meeting, these are like really powerful, high-level meetings that shareholders get to go to help shape the direction of the company, of a company. And you're going to be, as a shareholder in Punch TV Studios, you're going to be invited to be a part of the shareholders meeting and be a part of power meetings that only the elite and the wealthy are typically a part of. But we're saying to the community, if as an investor in Punch TV Studios, you get to be a part of that. So we're saying, you know what, invest $1,000 in Punch, invest $5,000, $10,000, $100,000, invest any amount that you want to invest in our company, and together we're going to make change, and we're going to do some phenomenal things in media. And it just takes a little belief, takes a little, and I know a lot of people that we have are investing for the first time, so they're a little nervous, they're a little afraid, you know, I never invested before. But we have a platform that's going to help you, to the best of our ability, become a successful investor so that you can take your money that you make from Punch TV Studios and invest in another company, or invest in something else, or invest in your community, or build a school or something like that in your area, or add a wing on to your elementary school, or build a library. So we want you to think of these things a lot bigger than just, hey, we're here to generate money and generate wealth for you. We're here so that we can become the catalyst of change, and you get to become a part of it. You get to be a part of an IPO before the stock begins trading, and that's what makes this so significant. The stock hasn't even begun trading yet, and before the stock begins trading, you get to be a part of it. And that's when you want to buy in the company. We've put the community in the position of the investment banker. And that's why this is such a powerful thing that we want people to be a part of, and we want the community to be a part of, and we want you to spread this word and let people know, get in while it's only $1 a share. Don't wait. Don't be like later, oh, I should have got into that. Oh, I should have did that. Oh, I heard about that, but you know. No. Go to our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Click the Invest Now button. There's instructions on the investment page on how to make your investment. Read those instructions. There's only about 10 or 12 steps or so. Read the instructions, and then above the instructions, there's another Invest Now button, and that's where you make your investment. and be a part of this. Be a part of change. Be a part of the movement. I want to thank every one of our guests tonight for joining us. I want to thank our host, Sharifa, for being a part of this tonight. I want to thank America for embracing Punch TV Studios and the manner in which you have. And I want to say, let us together build a new media world. Thank everyone for the show tonight, and we will see you on Monday night at 6 p.m. Woo-hoo!
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.